So, Shelby, do you want to record a podcast?
I think so. Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I think so. There's some stuff going on.
I had some plans. We didn't plan to podcast tonight. I was supposed to be bar hopping in Hell's Kitchen. The Hell's
Oh, I thought
Kitchen.
that was tomorrow. I thought that was tomorrow.
No, it was tonight. A friend of mine
Oh,
was
okay.
flying into New York, and like, it's weird because I have no social life in New Jersey. I have gone out maybe three times here. And a
Yes.
friend of mine at home called me up last week and he was like, I'm going to be in New York next week. Do you want to go out Friday night? And I was like, of course. Like, absolutely. And then,
Yeah.
like, one of my coworkers was, we had plans on Thursday night. And she was like, oh, Friday, Cinco de Mayo. We should go out on Friday. And I was like, I can't. So I thought, like, those whole plans, because there were only like three of us involved, that they would be like, oh, okay, we'll stick to our usual Thursday plan. And they were like, well, it'll just suck to do that without you. And then another group of friends was like, oh, and this is just like a separate group of coworkers, because I don't really have friends in Jersey. I just have coworkers and people at the gym. And the second group of coworkers was like, oh, we're gonna go do this escape room thing and all of that. And I'm like, dude, I have had no social life in New Jersey, and everybody is trying to put it on this one night. I can't go. And
Yeah.
then, like, it started raining literal sewage inside of Penn Station, which is where I go when I take the train to New
Oh,
York.
yeah.
Raining literal sewage. So, like, all week I have been like, I do not want to go to Penn Station. I want to stay here. I want to do escape room. I want to meet my friend's fiance. I want to do this. And so I think I
Yeah.
wished for his flight to be canceled. So my friend's flight was canceled.
Oh.
But like
But you
everybody else, like the escape room trip, they had already booked it up. Like they didn't have any other room, any room for anybody. So I went and I just had like a drink with them before they did their escape room. And the other
What is
friends, like they
but
totally
I
rescheduled.
don't know what is the escape room? What is that?
So the escape room is where you get a group and you go and like they lock you in this room and they give you a puzzle that you have to solve as a group to get out.
Okay.
And they sound really fun. And I think this group, I mean, they were highly intoxicated when I left them. So that probably makes it more difficult. But I think they have a really good chance of getting out.
Okay.
I asked if I could like go and watch them on a closed circuit TV or something. I was like, maybe they have like a two-way mirror and I can just like be laughing at them from the other side. And they were like, no, just go home.
So do they give you like a certain amount of time, or do they just lock you in there
Yes.
forever until you get
No,
out?
there's a time.
Oh, okay.
And you have
It'd
it's
be
like
cool. Oh, it'd be
45
cooler
minutes to an
if they
hour.
locked you in there like forever. That'd be cooler.
Well, here's the thing. The group, they just went and drank a bunch of margaritas, and now they're gonna
Yeah.
go be locked in a room for an hour.
That wouldn't work with me. I
So,
couldn't do
yeah, they were discussing more like if they were gonna get kicked out of the safe room by peeing in the corner.
Excuse me. I need a bucket.
Excuse me, this room is no longer safe. It's a little bit like Penn Station.
Yeah, right. Exactly the same.
Yes.
That's cool though. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that's cool for them.
Yeah.
I'm not there. No.
But
But
you're
we got to
here. But
podcast.
you're here, and we had so much to talk about earlier in the week and still so much to talk about.
I know, I so rudely wouldn't let you keep talking for 2 hours on our last
Yeah.
podcast, and I have
It's okay
felt
though.
guilty about it ever since.
It's okay. It's okay. I could talk for like forever about everything, so
So,
you have to cut me off at some point,
this is
so.
Super Laties number 28.
Yes.
28!
That's crazy.
And we're
I
trying to
guess
do them a
that's
little more frequently.
which yeah, we're trying to be consistently
Something.
inconsistent.
Something. We're gonna try to pick one day a week and start doing like the one day a week podcast. And it probably won't be the weekend, but I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna try to get this one uploaded so you see it Monday morning.
But then it just depends because bam, stuff drops in the week and we have to talk about it like that day.
Right,
So
right. I mean, that's the one thing, Super Laties, we promise you, is that if there's really exciting stuff, we're gonna talk about it pretty soon.
gonna talk about it. Like, can we start by first, hey everybody. I never like say like hey or
That's
hey people.
Shelby.
This is Shelby.
Hey people, that's Shelby. I'm Rhiannon. We're the Super Laties.
Hey people, I want to get right into before we talk about the other stuff that we were going to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about how somebody pointed out today because there were pictures released along with the Defenders trailer that came out this week. Right. And so Netflix then released some steals from the, really from the trailer, nothing different. Well, you know, whatever. So somebody pointed out that in the picture with Stick, Stick doesn't, looks like he's missing like a hand.
Yes.
So does the hand take his hand? What's what? I can't believe I didn't notice that. It seems so obvious now when you look at the picture.
Yes.
Once somebody points it out, you're like, fuck, how did I miss that?
Well, and Stick, I noticed that Stick just looked like shit in, you know, like in that picture. Because, like, I jokingly looked at the picture because when you look, and this is the picture, it's in, like, the Chinese restaurant or whatever. And Danny, yes, Jessica, and Luke are all, like, on point staring somebody down. And yes. Matt is just sort of like, I don't remember how to put my hand in a fist. He's got this weird ass, like, I mean, obviously unfocused, but, well, like,
it's funny. It's almost like, what are we doing? Are we fighting? Is this a fight?
Yeah, it's kind of, and it really, like, if you look at it, it looks like if you ask, like, a 7-year-old girl to fight, like, he's ready. He's intense, but he looks like it's the first time he's ever put his hands in a fist, and he's trying to figure it out. And Stick in that picture, like, when I looked at it, I was like, and Stick looks off too. And I think I told you, like,
you did.
My theory on that is that it's Elektra. And Matt is not sure that he wants to fight. And that Stick, I think maybe Stick also, like, he can try to be as hard-ass as he wants. But Ellie was his little girl, you know?
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if it's Elektra or if it's the way they make it look in the trailer, like Alexandra's having this moment in front of all of them. I don't know.
And fuck, for all we know, Alexandra is one of Stick's ex-lovers.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
I was talking about Scott Glenn this week because he was on, he's on The Leftovers, and The Leftovers is one of my favorite things ever. And it was a really, and I call him Stick, even though he's Kevin, like, senior on The Leftovers. And I was like, it was a very Stick heavy episode, and it got done. And I was totally, like, turned on by Stick. Like,
really?
Scott Glenn is a force, man.
No shit.
Yeah.
You know, I got to see him very briefly, like, behind scenes, and he was a little bit, like, not happy, and I would not want to be around him not happy.
He's intense.
Yeah.
He's an intense dude. But, God, oh, Leftovers, so good, people. Leftovers. Oh, me and Charlie Cox are watching it, so there you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You and Charlie. Yeah. I see how it is.
Endorsed. So, yeah. But I did notice in the trailer, and we talked about this, that he is covered in, like, blood spattered, it looks like, in one shot. But I don't know if they show his hands in that frame or not. Apparently it didn't matter because I probably wouldn't have noticed it anyway. But in all my slow motion watching. But I guess in this picture I was just, I don't know what I was looking at. Charlie, I guess.
Matt, Charlie.
But yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah. And so supposedly, no, never mind. That was, cause there's been so, like, behind the scenes of the MCU exchange, there has been so much fan casting and theory this week. Like, so, and like so many different properties. And I just got them mixed up in my head.
But Stick is, hasn't he lopped off somebody's hand in both seasons? Did he not?
So I know
he
did. I don't remember this.
I know he did in season 2.
Season 1, he chopped off somebody's head.
Well, he did that at the end of season 2, too, because he chopped off.
Nobu.
But I'm trying to think, did he cut somebody's hand off in season 1? I don't know if we saw that, but he definitely did in season 2. Anyway, somebody pointed that out. Good eye.
And I think, and that was a great, great, well, that was Red Ring Side Seeds. Wasn't it? Or somebody wrote into Red Wing Side.
Yeah, somebody wrote into them. Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, that led me down the train of thought. I don't think Stick can survive the Defenders.
Well, that's,
I mean, I think, you know, I think if anybody, well, I mean, we already said we don't think Malcolm, I mean, they hinted that it could be Malcolm that dies in the very beginning, but also, you know, if a character has to die, I'm okay with Stick dying.
Yeah.
And there's sort of like the whole hero's journey thing where their mentor has to die.
Right, right.
Which, fuck the hero's journey. Fuck, like, journey.
Well, we also know, too, that, blah, blah, blah. That we're dealing with mystical stuff, so if Stick dies, is he ever really dead? I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Will Matt ever trust anybody being dead from now on?
God, I know. I know.
Like, I envision that, like, keeping
or people... Or Danny. Danny's had a taste of that, too, so...
Yeah. So, I want to go ahead and just throw some spoiler alerts. Like, we are going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Volume 2.
Yes.
And I'm about to throw out a Guardians of the Galaxy spoiler. Like,
go for it.
Is Matt just going to stick Stick's body in his basement and, like, get brought down and him keep an eye on it and be like... Still dead. Yep. Yeah, everybody that dies in his life, he just, like, keeps them there. Like, now that Electro's come back, he just, like, wants to make sure they're still dead. Like, the Daredevil Crips.
I do wonder, because I have a lot of people that tweet and go, it makes no sense for them to bury Electro at the end of Daredevil Season 2.
No.
Stick should have known they had to, you know, cut off her head or incinerate her or whatever. And then, I guess I just... wrap my mind around that by saying that Matt probably wouldn't have allowed that to happen.
But Stick, like, knows damn well that, right, the hand can, like, raise people from the dead. So, and I mean, maybe Stick knows. Maybe Stick fully knows. He's like, yeah, kid, all right, we'll bury your girlfriend. We'll say a couple words. Blah, blah, she likes orchids. And then maybe Stick, like, went right back out to the cemetery and watched the hand exhume her. I mean, or what, quote, I'm air quoting, watched the hand exhume her. I mean, for all we know, Stick is, like, right there on top of all of this the whole way, but he totally knows.
Or maybe knows. Or maybe that is just because it's such a comic moment too. It's such a moment because that's pretty much a panel by panel from Electra Lives Again.
I mean, those panels had to come to life, and the little orchids, she hates roses thing.
Yeah.
We had to see that.
So I'll take it. It doesn't, you're right. People who point that out all the time, you're right. It makes no logical sense, but let's go with it.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
If any of it made sense, there wouldn't be a blind Catholic ninja attorney that fights gentrification and his bulletproof friends. And
what else? What were some of the other pictures? There was another picture of Alexandra. There was a picture of
blinds.
Oh god, I know. I was about to save that one for last.
Oh, sorry.
There was a picture, I think, of Luke and Claire. Another one.
Of Matt not knowing another... how to use chopsticks.
That's the craziest picture to me. I love Matt's looks. Matt's looks are great. Yeah, he's got no food on his plate. Why is he not eating?
Because he doesn't know how to use chopsticks, and he's embarrassed.
Oh, he knows how to use chopsticks.
They're all there. Well, no. Okay, so my original theory was he doesn't know how to use chopsticks. My new one is he smells something in the food.
That's probably true.
And he's like, fuck now you guys, I'm not eating that stuff.
It's probably true. He could probably kill you with a chopstick, so.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I don't think him or Jessica are eating because they're so, like, stubborn little children. And meanwhile, like, Luke and Danny are like, om nom 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 nom.
It's like every fan fiction ever after Daredevil Season 1 was, like, Matt punishing himself by not eating. Yes. There were, like, 5 million fan fictions out there of, like, Matt punishing himself by not eating. Like, 5 million of those, 5 million of them being autistic, and then, like, 20 that were readable.
Yeah. Trigger warning. What else? But yeah, the blinds picture, the blinds. Where Luke is looking through the blinds and Matt's standing there, not looking through the blinds, and it's great.
Yeah,
it's perfect. So awesome. We know that Matt's probably telling Luke everything that's about to happen. There's 47 ninjas outside with katanas and longbows and nightsticks.
And Luke will be like, but why are they wearing hot pink leotards? And Matt will be like, damn it! It's the Flamingo Brigade!
Yeah, shit, I got it wrong. Well,
anyways.
Yeah, so that's because Matt is looking really super intense.
Yes.
In that picture. Or sort of not. You can look at it one of two ways. He's really not looking really intense, or he's really intently, like, listening and...
Well, and if you look, he's clenching his hands in a little fist. Like,
I think
he really, like, yeah.
Yeah. He's telling him what's about to happen, right?
There's something happening. He cares. Matt cares what's going on outside that window.
And Luke is just verifying it because everybody else is like, Jessica's over there going, I call bullshit. This is not about
to- Yeah. Or Jessica's out there kicking somebody's ass. And Luke is like, damn, maybe I need to go back to her.
And
Matt's my God, no, really?
I can't wait for, like, I hope there's a moment, as much as Claire sort of sometimes annoys me, I do hope there's a moment where Claire's in the room with all the heroes.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to happen.
Yeah.
Got to happen.
And the sexual tension is going to be so high.
It's going to be, yeah, because you have Luke and Jessica and Luke and Claire, and we never know. Did Matt and Claire do anything, or did they not do anything? But they almost did something, so there's
they
that.
They kissed, at the very least.
Yeah, so that was that. That was just the little Defenders. I don't think there's anything else Defenders related.
Okay. Well, there was news this week, like other...
Yes! Can we talk about Runaways right fast before we go into... Because there's really not much Runaways.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So there were several trailers. There was all kinds of shit dropped this week. One of those things that was dropped this week was a Runaway. Well, it wasn't even officially dropped.
No, it was not. Some
Hulu upfronts. Somebody
was sneaky.
And it's been deleted.
Oh, it has been deleted since.
Yeah.
Because I only got to watch it like maybe once all the way through. I didn't really.
I watched it twice. Like it popped up somewhere else on YouTube, but I'm sure it's gone now. Because Marvel's asking you to take something down, you're taking it down.
Oh, wait. Oh yeah. Or you're dying. One or the other. Death or take it down. Or disappear. They just disappear. They like throw you in limbo, like X-Men prison or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know if we were going to get a trailer or not. Like the first little bit of news was that it was ordered like to series. That was.
Which I thought like when it was originally announced, it was announced that it was ordered to series. But
I thought so too. I thought it was, and I wasn't really sure about Cloak and Dagger like initially.
Right.
But I thought Runaways was, but apparently now it's official. So straight to series. Okay. And then, like you said, the video then like snuck out of there.
Right.
And it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Because my friend's been, she's read The Runaways for the past like 2 weeks. So she's really into it. So I've gotten to kind of like relive reading that through her.
Mm-hmm.
And the excitement, because she kind of fell in love with it like we did. Not really expecting to be like, I'll read this. And then she's like, this is so good.
And that, I mean, to any of you out there listening that have never, ever picked up a comic book, that you are purely in this because you want to hear Matt Murdock theories, that you're listening to us because you love the Defenders.
Yeah.
And you've listened for the 2 minutes that we've been talking about Runaways and for some reason just not changed the channel. Go to your library.
Yeah.
Go to Amazon. Get yourself a copy of Runaways. Get a free month of Marvel Unlimited. They're always advertising it.
Always.
Read the very first series of Runaways. You will be shocked. You will love it.
Yeah, it is from 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
And it is...
Vaughn. It is Brian Vaughn is the author. You know, if you're in the library and you're trying to do the Dewey Decimal bullshit,
And if you're sitting there and you're like, oh, it's about a bunch of kids, I'm telling you.
So is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I seriously, I think this is a world, I mean, it's not as mystical as Harry Potter. It is kids in L.A. whose parents are evil.
Yes.
And somehow that very, very simple concept, they manage to surprise you and take it new places. And you will be entertained.
Yes. So I have gotten to listen to her all week, be excited about it. So when this trailer came out and we watched it, it was pretty perfect. I mean, it's pretty straight. Like, it's probably the most straight from the comic book trailer I've ever seen.
That was my main impression of the trailer was this is straight from the comic books, which I was talking to somebody today. It doesn't need to stray from the comic books. That first series is 12 issues. It's 12 episodes. Each issue can be an episode. You can fluff it out, you can fluff it up to be a full episode.
Yep.
But they are perfectly, it's almost as if the comic was written to be one season of TV.
Yes.
And the trailer showed us clips of that first episode.
Yeah. And I can't wait.
More down to earth than I mean, I don't know what I expected, but like.
Well, like, right now, it's going to probably seem down to earth, because like you said, we're seeing this like probably the first episode is what they got the first trailer from.
Yeah.
Before things get super sort of, because there's mystical stuff. We got a mutant on the team. We got a spoiler dinosaur on the team. Or will we? I don't know.
That's the thing. We haven't seen the dinosaur.
Yeah.
I want to see the dinosaur. If they do Runaways without the dinosaur,
Well, it's going to be worse than Iron Fist without the real dragon.
No, I mean, but the dragon is, like, a part of Iron Fist's history. The dinosaur is a character in this series.
Yeah.
So if they don't give us a dinosaur...
Yeah, we better get Old Lace.
I am going to send angry tweets. I'm going to write angry opinion pieces on the MCU Exchange. I'm going to send angry tweets. I want a dinosaur. So if any of the writers on that series are listening...
I mean, I want a real dinosaur. You know how, like, on Game of Thrones, they give us real dragons? Somehow Game of Thrones managed to give us real dragons?
Yeah, if this beast ends up looking like Barney, I'm also going to revolt.
I want real dragons.
If it looks like Barney, I'm going to send at least two angry tweets.
I mean, I want a real dinosaur. Fuck. Where the fuck
are my dinosaur? But okay, so, like, people that know nothing about Runaways, still, the dinosaur, it's not like they're, like, time traveling to Jurassic Park. It's just that, like, there's a dinosaur in it, and it makes sense. And it's part
of the team. Make it to, like, season 2 or 3, there could be some time travel. Just saying.
I didn't make it that far yet.
Just saying. But, yeah, it's not, it's just, it all makes sense. That's all I can tell you, is, like,
it all makes trust sense. The dinosaur makes read sense. It. You need the dinosaur in the story. There's no way they edited that out.
The staff of one makes sense. It all makes sense. They fly around in, like, a little frog thing. It all makes sense.
They fly around in a frog thing. That's...
Yeah.
I cannot. They better not fuck this up.
They better not. It's so perfect. That's why... Because it works. It all works somehow.
I mean, we're up to 18 consistent listeners, so one of them has to be a writer of Runaways, and... Do not fuck this up. Do not.
And Molly's my favorite, so.
And Molly looked perfect.
Yes. They all did. Perfect casting.
The only complaint is that Gert is too skinny.
Yeah, I didn't really notice.
There's already people out there making pieces and stuff. Like,
Gert is just
too skinny. Like, she was chubby, awkward Gert, and she's...
Yeah, now she's just skinny, purple-haired girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, yeah, that's, you have to stay off the internet sometimes.
It's hard
because when we go on to our next little piece about the next trailer and
we get there, it's funny you talk about, like, you gotta stay off the internet. Like, today my team lead came to me and I had turned in a document. I guess I turned it in Wednesday afternoon, and he was like, God. What the fuck? You completely... It's like you did half of this and then completely spaced out and, like, completely skipped this whole section and all that. And I was like, oh. That must be the one I finished up right after the Defenders trailer came out.
Did you just type, like, so dead?
He's like, what were you thinking? And I, like, looked at my notes and they were, like, blank. And I'm like... I have no clue. I was like, how about you just forget you ever saw this?
I was really thinking at that moment, why is Matt running around in a suit, but not the suit, and no mask?
And why is he fighting with his jacket on? Luke's in a bus all alone.
Danny's very petulant. What's going on?
Yeah. So I just thought that would be funny. Like, our listeners would understand.
Most of the time. Right. Like when it happened, Brittany's like, you are no good for the rest of the day. Yeah. I know this.
Yeah.
She knew. So
I've got luckily
nobody came in and, like, tried to talk to me while I was trying to watch it and screenshot it and tweet about it. Because that's when they just get the
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just weak.
Right.
And, you know.
So have we talked about Inhumans at all on our podcast?
We have not. I don't know. I don't think we have talked. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But I have completely, like, lost myself to the Inhumans.
And I can dig it. Like, we have been reading completely different series.
Well, I start backwards.
I started at the beginning, like the Fantastic Four beginning, which I think we've talked about.
Yeah, we've talked about because we went to the whole Adelan.
And it's Adelan.
Adelan. Very good.
It is officially Adelan.
That's so easy for me as a southerner to say, Adelan.
Right, it comes out very clear.
Adelan.
I can't say how I know that, but it is Adelan.
Adelan. Adelan. Okay, cool. So yeah, we've talked about that a little bit. And I don't know why I didn't start where you told me to start. I don't know why I started with almost completely backwards.
Because you were on your soul kick. You were on your Charles Soul kick and you wanted to read Charles
Soul. Oh, that's right. I listened to the podcast that EJ did with Charles. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, I started with Uncanny Inhumans and then worked my way to Inhuman. And now I'm sort of still stuck in the present tense because I'm reading Inhumans versus X-Men. And I did read the new Black Bolt this week.
Listen, I'm gonna read that tomorrow. Well, I'm gonna tomorrow, try to remember to go to
Tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day. Perfect
Which
opportunity
we're recording
to go
this
check
on Friday, and I probably won't get it up till Sunday.
That's true. It's true. But anyway, yeah. So I hope everybody goes for Free Comic Book Day because we don't know when this will air. But I hope everybody picks up
Free Comic Book Day.
There you go, and gets Defenders, the little Defenders, in the Guardians of the Galaxy number one.
Yes.
Issue, but Black Bolt number one. Yes, I'm reading that. That was cool.
Yes.
So Inhumans was supposed to be a movie at one point, right? That was the
right thing. Inhumans was on the schedule to end Runaways was supposed to be a movie, and they scrapped it because they decided to pull off this like B-string character and give him his own movie called Iron Man. So
like, damn, that didn't work. That didn't work out at all.
Yeah. Like, nobody thought that would work. it's, you know, like, So, anyways, Runaways, like, in 2003 or something, was supposed to be a movie. And they had a script. I mean, like, they were pretty close to making it a movie.
Oh, so it must have been about the same time the comic book was out then? Was it supposed to be, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's why a lot of people like theory that the comic book was made almost to be
a TV
show or TV series.
Yeah.
So, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so anyways, Inhumans, was supposed to be a movie. And what they think is that they scrapped it as a movie when they got Spidey back.
Mm.
But when they did their whole big phase three announcement, the Inhumans were scrapped. I mean, the Inhumans were supposed to be around the same time that Spidey's filling in. And I don't know all that. There's people that know, like, the phase three announcements and all that. But Inhumans is on the schedule. It's the only movie that they've put on the schedule and taken off. And when they took it off, they said, it's not that we're not making this movie, we're just delaying it. So now we have Inhumans, and it's going to come out in the IMAX theaters on September 1st. And then it's going to be a TV series on ABC. So it's a brand new, really cool thing they're doing.
So it's IMAX. And it's like called like an 8-part IMAX event.
Well, only the first two episodes will be on IMAX.
Right.
And then it'll be an 8-episode series on ABC.
But that's what I'm saying. So is it really a TV series or is this just some event? Is it something that we're going to expect to be renewed or...
Was Stranger Things an event that anybody expected to be renewed?
Stranger Things was fucking awesome.
I mean, I think if it's successful, they will find ways to keep it going. And I think there's I wonder what
they consider, though, with this, what's going to be successful with this IMAX thing. That's what's going to be interesting to me.
Well, the interesting thing to me is, like, IMAX, let's say it spends 2 weeks in theaters, and it makes 2 weeks of Marvel money in the theaters. Is insane compared to what a TV show makes.
Yeah.
So it could pay for itself with that. And if it's successful, like, it could end up, you know, it could open up all kinds of doors.
Yeah, that's what's going to be nuts. I can't wait to see what it does. I don't live close to an IMAX, so I don't have to worry about this. But
I left my hotel room at 6:35 yesterday and was sitting in the IMAX theater with some popcorn at 6:51.
I went and we left our house at like 6:15-ish. We were there by 6:30. We were sitting in the shitty theater by 20 to 7. So
yeah. Anyways, and I'm sure they'll show it on regular theaters. I mean, Infinity War is an IMAX movie, and they're going to show it on regular theaters. They will not alienate. So many people do not have an IMAX theater nearby.
Yeah.
So it's...
I hope so.
But
there are certain things that they have done with IMAX. Some of these shows have, like, not Marvel related, but like Game of Thrones has done some IMAX stuff, and it's just IMAX only. Yeah, so who knows? But I hope they do. I hope they do, because that'll be cool.
It's everywhere. But they're filming it. Those first two episodes, they're filming it with IMAX cameras. Like, it's a very, very new thing, and it could open new doors, and... These characters, like, Inhumans fans are like Spider-Man fans. I mean, I guess like any of these characters, like when you're a really big fan, they are really, really intense about it.
I haven't had, look, I'm not going to get on here and talk about it like I've been fans of these characters for as long as some people have. I mean, I am so new to it, like months.
Yeah.
So.
Well, totally.
So, I mean, I get it. Like so they release a photo this week. We got our first photo.
Yes.
Of the royal family.
Yes. And that's what the show is pretty much about for those.
Yeah. And the royal family is Gorgon, Karnak, Black Bolt, Medusa, Crystal, and Maximus. And of course, Lockjaw was not in the photo.
They did leave Lockjaw out of the family photo. Those assholes. Fuck you, Buck.
So I run to go look at this because at first I didn't know if it was just a picture or we were getting a clip with this or not. And there were so many opinions immediately.
Oh yeah.
Immediately. It got hot real fast.
Oh my God. So, okay. Anybody that follows the MCU Exchange on any sort of social media sort of knows that we kind of lost some followers this week because, okay, well, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of opinions. Lots of opinions.
And people were harsh.
There's lots of opinions and they are negative.
Yeah, I didn't, there weren't a whole lot of, I love it, which I did love it because it's new to me. And I, you know, so yay, Inhumans. Yay. So I was like, yay. And I didn't think one way or the other really about costumes or what this character was supposed to look like or this didn't look right. There were people that were saying that it looked like Halloween, like Walmart Halloween costumes. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
So and then there was the interviews that came out. Or yes, Entertainment Weekly interview.
Yeah, with Scott. Yeah. Well, people, Scott's toting with him some of the stuff from Iron Fist.
Well, and that's the thing. So those that don't know, Scott Buck was the showrunner on Iron Fist, and now he's the showrunner on Inhumans. So everybody's worried.
Yeah.
And Scott is saying a lot of the same things that he said on Iron Fist. Now we have this Marvel series that's being shot on IMAX cameras. It's going to be out in theaters. It's going to be awesome. And these are beloved characters. And Scott Buck is coming out there and saying the same shit, which is, we're going to have these characters be grounded.
Right.
And that's when the internet set on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what that means.
Well, Yeah.
As you know, like, yes, you can sort of say I can try to ground Iron Fist. And I can see in the Netflix universe where you say we're going to keep this grounded because they have with pretty much all their shows, sort of. But when you talk about Inhumans or if somebody, you know, like if somebody said we're going to do Legion, but we're going to do it grounded, you're like, how?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Inhumans, your main character is a telepath that can fly. And that can blow up the world with his voice. Like, I don't understand why that would need to be grounded in the first place. This is a universe where I just had real emotions over the family relations of a talking raccoon.
Yeah.
An asshole talking raccoon.
He's the rocket.
Tell us batteries because he doesn't even have to.
Like, just because. Just fucking because.
I mean, they have one of their top characters is a tree that says three words. And you're saying that this character needs to be grounded. And this is why the internet.
That's not. He shouldn't have said that. Because even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not grounded. You just had with Ghost Rider.
Right. You have a guy with a flaming head face that goes into other dimensions. I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has spent a whole third of the season in a different alternate universe. Like, spoilers.
Yeah.
If you don't know, S.H.I.E.L.D. went to an alternate universe. Like, whatever.
When you say, when you use that word, when you throw out grounded, that I can see where that would make people, like, nervous and ragey and...
So that's my understanding why the internet is on fire.
That and people apparently thought all the costumes were shitty.
Yeah,
well, and Medusa's, you know, hair. Honestly, Medusa's hair was a big one.
The costumes looked better than I expected. There was an early set photo that leaked of Black Bolt, like, running, and he just, like, had a black jacket that was open. And yeah. We were just like, oh my god, Black Bolt's just gonna get, like...
a leather jacket.
A black leather jacket. Like, seriously? This is the king of the royal family.
There are always two sides to this, though. You have the people that'll just go, oh, okay, well, yes, I'm gonna be able to watch this, because this is gonna be grounded. And you have the people that scream on the other side and go, no, but it's not comic booky enough. And then you have it, if they went full comic book, headgear, everything, Lockjaw in the photo, Medusa's hair wrapped around everybody, you have people going, whoa, this is just, I can't wait, no, this is too much, this is too comic booky.
Well, and that's, I mean, because we haven't had many characters with headgear on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing, Black Bolt has, like, a tuning fork sticking out of his head.
Yeah.
We haven't had a whole lot of that, and when we have, it's looked silly. Like,
yeah.
Daredevil's red mask looks silly. I mean, he rocks it. It would look good if he was just wearing spandex with it or something. But, you know, Captain America occasionally puts on his hat, and it looks
it's cool, and it get, you know, but sometimes it can look too costumey. You know,
maybe there's stuff that it'll work out.
Well, but somebody just made a, you know, brought the point, like, this could just be, like, supposed to look like a royal family photo. They're not decked out and ready to, like, go to war over Adeline right here in this photo.
But then again, if they're a royal family, it seems like they would be dressed up a little more.
like I said, Medusa's hair was a big one. People were really...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think that there's a lot of CGI that's got to happen, and I think it looked fine. I think...
Whereas if they had shown that photo and her hair had, like, had...
Yeah, it was...
idea what we're talking about, Medusa has hair that, like, does shit. Like,
yeah, her hair is her.
Her inhuman power is that, and inhumans are like mutants. They
if
that picture had just had, like, a sneak of her hair wrapping around Black Bolt.
I was gonna say Black Bolt's bolt.
Yeah. You know, if it had some little tease like that.
Like if it had come up, just came up between his legs just a little bit. Right.
The internet would have been on fire in a good way. You know, like all the fanboys would have been like, holy fuck, they are doing Medusa right. But instead
only thing I can think is maybe they're holding back a little bit. Maybe they're just holding back.
Yeah, you could have gotten us all excited, but instead you just pissed everybody off. Let's hold it back. Slow burn.
Shelby loves a slow burn.
Let's slow burn the world down. Anyways, people are unhappy about the Black Bolt thing. I mean, about the
I want to know what our people, our listeners.
Yeah, do you guys care? Have you guys looked into it?
Do you guys know Inhumans? So then today, or you got it last night. I didn't get it. You know what? You want to know what trailers I got for Guardians of the Galaxy? I got Thor. Yay! Ragnarok. Which is so much fun on a big screen.
Oh, God. And I saw it in 3D IMAX.
God, it's
like,
such a
I could
trailer.
See the pores on the Hulk's face. It was wild.
That is such a good trailer. Justice League. Not even freaking Wonder Woman. Freaking fucking Justice League that looks fruity as shit.
I didn't get that.
What the, you didn't get Justice League? We got this. We got Star Wars.
Yeah.
Fuck else.
I got. There was, God, what did I get? So I got the Inhumans.
Oh, pirates. Yeah, we got pirates.
Which got they Inhumans. Gave us a whole scene of pirates. It wasn't a trailer.
Oh, really?
They gave us a whole scene of pirates that was like ghost sharks attacking. They were in a little rowboat, and it was ghost sharks attacking them. Also, if I were at Disney and going on the Pirates ride and Johnny Depp was actually there, I would shit my pants just like all the people that were at Disney when Johnny Depp was there. Yeah.
I don't think I watched the last Pirates. It's sort of like passed me by or something.
I think I did. And I've gotten drunk at Pirates of the Caribbean in Euro Disney, where evidently that's a thing you can do.
Okay. But. Sweet. So much adventure in your life. Jesus.
Sorry, I'm just throwing shit like that out. Like, I get drunk on champagne at Pirates of the Caribbean in Paris.
In Paris is fun time.
I went out and watched the fireworks with a couple of Dutch guys. The story is totally true, except for the part where I have a Valley Girl accent.
Made it so much better.
Doesn't it?
So this Inhumans trailer, did they leave it? Was it at the end? Was it the first thing you saw?
No, it was the very, very first thing.
I was hoping, like, man. I was. So you like have, gave, you gave like, me like a little bit of false hope, though. You're like, you might get it. And I'm like, I'm not. You're like, you might. Like, I'm not. But then I was secretly hoping, like, then I was destroyed.
Well, here's my, I realize this is like, oh my God, my bounty of riches. You know, I went to Paris and got drunk at Pirates of the Caribbean, so I missed the fireworks. Like, IMAX, the theater that I go to here has assigned seating. The cool thing about assigned seating is that your ticket, you know, it has like your seat number on it, and you can show up anytime and still have that middle seat that you want, or that perfect seat.
That's cool.
But what I'm finding is that it means everybody shows up at the last minute.
Oh, they do that anyway.
Well, I know. People but when do they that. Do it, but see, here's the thing. Like, if they do it in a theater without assigned seating and you've gotten in there and you've gotten that good seat, people show up at the end, but they look and they're like, oh, shit, that whole good row of good seats is filled. But this one, like, the people with the middle seats show up right as it starts.
Right.
So, like, you know, see, they dim the lights, they do the announcement, which, like, put on your 3D glasses, yeah, it's time for the show to start. And it just immediately goes into the Inhumans teaser. And there's immediately, like, a family of five that, you know, oh, are these our seats? Are we in 7? Are we in 8? Are we in 9? Da, da, da. So I didn't even, like, hear half the shit until the thing came out on YouTube.
We were at the same movie, except different, and I didn't get an Inhumans teaser because I was doing the same thing. Because people, like you said, they come in and they're standing there, and I'm like, it's the same motherfucking movie theater that you've been to for the last 15 years. It's just, you pick a, like, right or left. Like, go.
Well, like, this theater, like, they don't have lights. I mean, like, the numbers on the seats, like, one on your ticket, the number is, like, the smallest possible font they could use. So everybody gets in there and they're, like, stare. They have the phone, like, up to their nose so they can find where the fucking seat number is. And then they can't read the numbers on the seats. So everybody's walking by you and they have their cell phone flashlight on. And it's like, is this my seat? Is this my seat? Oh, mister, you're in my seat. I need you. You know, and it's just like... And they're all doing it at the last minute. Like, grr.
Mm-hmm. So you really didn't get to hear then the trailer. Because, spoilers, there was nothing really to see. It was all about listening.
Yeah. I mean, it looked badass. Just the logo, like, in 3D coming and being like, boom. And then,
and then,
like,
your Ramsay Bolton's voice.
Ramsay Bolton's voice.
Which is enough to send, like, shivers down your...
Right, if I'm, I mean, you're in a dark room hearing Ramsay Bolton's voice behind you, you're going to be scared.
It's a little chilling. It's a little, for people, that's, I don't know if anybody who listens to this watches Game of Thrones. There you go.
Yeah, and so he's going to be the bad guy in Inhumans as well. And,
Maximus.
Or maybe he's not the bad guy. Maybe he's an anti-hero side guy. Maybe, I mean, this new grounded universe... He may
I mean, he could just be like a guy going through a journey.
He may not even be crazy. He might just be, you know,
he might have to get politician. Crazy in this. He could be like, he could be like Frank Underwood.
Yeah
so. But he's got a great voice, and I guess, like I told you earlier, I was trying to listen to it, and maybe somebody who's listened to it more closely than I have could tell me if he's trying to do it with an American accent. I don't know what kind of accent our royal family supposed to have.
The royal family.
You know? I mean,
Blackbolt's accent is...
It's the, death.
Death. His accent is death.
So...
The guy that's playing Blackbolt is Anson Mount. I just love... Occasionally, there's a Twitter feed that's like, screams...
Yes, he's always...
And he just occasionally...
Yeah, endlessly screaming.
And he just occasionally retweets endlessly screaming. Which is how I now imagine, like, Black Bolt. Just like...
Yeah. He's always...
With these little silent screams coming out. But anyways.
Yeah. So
was
I do
there
I
anything
do wonder,
from the words, like, that were said that gave you thoughts? I mean, I don't even remember what... I just know it was like, this is treason.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Treason was the big thing. You know, and do you want to, like, not... we can't stay silent like our king.
Yes.
This is, like, our future is, like, at stake. But this is treason. See, and I don't know who's supposed to be talking to him there. If that's Crystal.
True.
I don't know who's... I don't know who the woman's voice is. But see, if I didn't know that that was, if I didn't know Ramsay Bolton, and I'm sorry, I call him Ramsay because I can't, I don't know how to pronounce his like real name.
Yeah.
Iwan? Iwan? I don't know.
His name is weird.
If I didn't know his voice, I guess I wouldn't know who was talking. Well, they do say brother. They say he's your brother, so I would know.
Right.
You know, that's Maximus.
Yeah. I mean, but either way, like, you just get the feeling that the voiceover is about people plotting an overthrow of whatever is the norm.
I did like it. Let me tell you why I liked it, though. Because to me, sometimes teasers can be too trailerific.
Yeah.
And this was a real teaser. Truly. This is a teaser.
It truly teased.
Yeah. Gave me blue balls. No, I wanted to see Black Bolt, like, not make a sound. Yeah. I wanted to look at him. So when do we think the first full trailer may come? Are they going to make us wait till July? Or next week at the up? You know, so when is the upfront?
The upfronts are the 16th, the ABC upfronts.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get one then. I expect them to have a panel at San Diego. And maybe the full good trailer will come out at San Diego Comic-Con. That would be July 21st, 22nd.
Yeah.
That would give them a good 2 months or a month and a half. I don't know. Like television, like network TV.
Yeah.
They might do trailers for this. I mean, because this is going to be an IMAX and everything, they could have a trailer in theaters. I guess we could look at what they could have a trailer out with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
I've got the tuning fork on my head right
Maybe
now.
You have a trailer with Spider-Man?
Could.
That would be awesome.
That's still a long way, man. I want it now. I want it now. I want what I want, and I want it now.
You got a lot this week, Shelby.
I know, but that only makes me want more. No, that was good. No, I did like that. That's, yeah. Again, teaser. That was a good teaser. That was a good teaser. Good on you, Marvel. That was a good teaser. Because I was like, oh, shit, we're about to get footage.
I know.
Oh, shit. Then I looked, and I was like, this is 30-something seconds. Okay, well, they're gonna show me something. It's just words. It's just Ramsay Bolton.
Well, I was expecting them to flash to one thing. There again, like, if it had just been the words and then, like, some Medusa hair, like, pulling them away or something, I would have been like, yeah! And, like, people in the theater would have been like, is this seat number 9? And I would have been like, fuck you! That was just awesome! You should have seen it!
You could have just stood up and screamed like Black Bolt and took out the whole... Or Lockjaw. If we just got just a little clip of Lockjaw.
Right. That's what I want. I want, like, the Inhumans logo and then Lockjaw just to, like, run through it.
Yeah.
Just, like, run in and the logo just, like, cram away. Be like, fuck you.
It's exciting, though. I'm still all in.
That's good. I'm keeping my excitement level low so then I can be really...
See, normally I'm that way. Yeah, normally I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep it like and not be disappointed. This time I'm all in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all in. So let's move on to our movie experience.
So we saw, well, I mean, we were there. We were in the theater to see a movie.
A little teeny tiny movie. You might have heard of it.
Yeah. It had a good song. Well, okay, so start off earlier in the week. So this was a sequel. So I had to watch the first one earlier this week.
Oh, really? You had never watched the first one? Or were you watching it just to brush up on?
I'm gonna plead the fifth. I've watched the first one once on my laptop before I had watched my way through the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I fell asleep. And at the time, I knew absolutely nothing about Thanos and Infinity Stones and...
Same. I'm pretty...
All
yeah,
kinds
same.
Of stuff. And, like, I watched Guardians, and I was like, everything suddenly makes sense.
Yeah, I watched it not quite as out of order, probably, as you did. When I watched it, I had seen some of the other stuff, or maybe even most of the other stuff. But it's still, on the first watch, sometimes I didn't know enough, like you said, about Thanos and... Because sometimes the stuff doesn't stick, like, with me.
Right. And well, and that's... Yeah, I mean, that's where... I'm like, I don't remember where I watched it in the order of watching everything else. But
I remember, like, it was one of those things that I thought... I've been wrong about many things in my life, and Guardians was one of them. I didn't think that was for me.
Right.
I watched all the other Marvel movies, and I thought, I don't care anything about this. And then when I finally sat down to watch it, it was everything.
Right. And that's... This movie, I did not expect so many dick jokes. I mean, like, it was Deadpool level funny when it comes to dick jokes.
I was excited for Guardians 2. I was. But then the closer it got, I thought, I'm not quite as excited as I should be. So I went into this one kind of like, okay, it's going to be a good time, but I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. Ah, it's pretty perfect movie.
It really is. Like, the emotional journeys, the dick jokes.
Yeah.
The adult. It is so adult. It is so mature. And that's what I was talking with our friend that's a mother that has, like, a 12 and 14-year-old daughter. I think that's their ages. And she was trying to decide if she was going to take them or not. And I was like, I truly don't know.
Oh, my God. It's funny because I went with my sister, Brittany, and her husband, and her 10-year-old son went.
Oh, my God. And what did she think? Like,
yeah, he knows more about Guardians of the Galaxy than any of us.
Well, so what does he know about, like, well, in that... Yeah, I mean, obviously he knows what a penis is.
Yeah. But... yeah. We really didn't even talk about any of that today. Like,
yeah, I mean, that was what, I mean, I kind of felt like, I mean, because it wasn't just like innuendo. It was outright, yeah, dude, I've got a dick and it's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Type stuff. I mean, there is a whole actual conversation about ego's penis existing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, it's not that I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that it was so mature and just out there and not like a wink and nod to the adults in the audience.
No, it's like, in your face. Everything about Guardians is in your face.
Yeah. And
I mean,
really,
from the opening scene, like the opening, like, fight that you have.
Trying to think. Opening fight, because it started in Missouri.
With the fight where Groot plugs in the music.
Oh my God!
And they're fighting around Groot.
Oh my God! That was. I just remember watching that and being like, "This is the most amazing thing I have seen."
It is, right. There was a lot of moments in that movie where I'm like, I don't know how they did this.
Right? How did somebody ever write that script down? How did somebody ever like plot this? Like,
the vision that you
somewhere
have to have.
There's a whiteboard, and it's like, we'll have Groot, and he'll be dancing here, and then this, and a little thwack, and it'll
there's
going
to be like a flying octopus monster thing, and then Drax is going to go in its mouth, and...
like, and I love that, and I love that Drax, like, went in his mouth and, like, didn't do shit.
Drax is the best.
And, you know, and in the meantime, there's flirting, and there's sexual tension, and then by the end of it, like, everybody is who we know they are, and then I just, that first fight scene was incredible. And the dancing. And Groot still trying to hide that he dances from Drax. And that turns out to be like a thing throughout the whole movie, that Drax sees you dancing. I mean, just the interconnectedness in this movie and the emotional journeys and the characters. And I'm going to.
And what I liked, I did like, it was a very simple story this time around.
Right.
So simple. It wasn't about Thanos and Infinity Stones. It was about a guy and his dad, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I keep explaining to folks, that like, they're like, well, I mean, I saw the first one. And I'm like, no, that first one was world building. That first one was explaining the stones and, you know, figuring out why the talking raccoon has a stick, you know, has a burr up his ass, and why, you know, the talking tree only has, you know, but the second one, it's like, you know these people, you see them, and here is their journey, and it is all about them.
Yeah, and I will watch this crew. I would watch them just fight. It doesn't have to be a story. Just show me Guardians, like, in their little spaceship thing, like, fighting the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
Just show me that.
Out of Pac-Man.
Yeah. Yes, David Hasselhoff. Spoilers.
That was hilarious. Oh, my God.
And Chris Pratt. Oh, I love Chris Pratt.
Oh, my God. Like, and the Pac-Man. I mean, I didn't go see the Pac-Man movie, but they had Pac-Man eating. I mean, just the shit they did. Like, it helped you feel. See, and there again, that's why I think that's part of the reason why this week, Scott Buck coming out and saying, well, it's got to be grounded. It's like, fuck no, we had a space adventure with Pac-Man eating the guy's dad, and it was the furthest thing from grounded it could be, but it was an emotional journey that you could relate to. So
yeah, at the end, I was like, it made me cry. Like, I did but I did get emo.
Yeah,
I got totally emo, and who would have thought that Yondu would make me like emo?
Yondu, totally. I mean, it had me on the edge of my seat. I was like, they can't possibly kill Star-Lord. I know he's in the next movie. I mean, there's going to be another Guardians movie. He has to survive.
He's so precious.
But, so perfect. I had no idea how he would survive because, you know, Groot had set a nuclear bomb and it's... Anyways.
Oh, gosh. Guardians. I think my favorite line, though, is still, "Welcome to the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy."
We're going to save the Guardians. I mean, we're going to save the galaxy again.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It is. It's so pretty. God, it's just pretty. That's what I kept saying a bunch of times. This is so pretty.
Right. So I'm going to see it again on Thursday with coworkers.
Okay. My only thing is it is a little bit long. It is a little bit long.
When I think about what happened in the movie, I feel like that last I always feel like the final boom pow fight goes on a little bit too long.
Yeah, it's a little like 20 to 30 minutes too long to me. Especially when you know you knew there were 5 post credit scenes coming up.
God. Like, which as soon as the movie ended, the sound went out in my theater.
Well, So when when my movie ended, well, first of all, mine started 15 minutes late. I don't know why. I live in a county of like 40,000 people. I have no idea why my movie started 15 minutes late. I don't know.
So they could all sit the fuck down before their Inhumans trailer that you didn't get.
That's what it was, apparently. Yeah. So then, we're waiting for, post credits. Never in my life have I seen all the lights in a fucking movie theater come on. Except last night. Until last night. I mean, like, it was like fucking emergency lights. It would be like the lights that, like, come on when they're telling you, like, run to the exits. Go.
Yeah.
Those lights came on. So when you get to one of the, I don't know, we spoiled the shit out of it. Doesn't matter. When you get to the Groot post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I didn't even really get to see that because the lights were on. They kept flicking them back off and then they'd come back on and flicking them back off. So, yeah, my post-credit watching was kind of ruined too. So.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah. We lost the first one with Sylvester Stallone. Like, and I was trying to remember today. It was getting the original Guardians back together.
I forgot today. I was trying to like remember on the way home what were in the post credit scenes.
Yeah. So it was evidently Stallone is a character that we'll see again in the next Guardians or Infinity War.
That was cool.
And then there was Teenage Groot.
Then
there was the Gold People.
Gold People and Adam. Yeah.
And Adam. How did you... Did they say Adam?
Yes.
Okay. Adam Warlock, right?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then one more before Stan.
Hold on. Let me think. God, what the fuck was it?
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Right? Was that 5? Stallone, Groot, Gold People. No, there's one more.
I know it would take 2 seconds of Googling to find it, but anyways, obviously it was incredibly memorable.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, I have no idea. I told you I couldn't remember on the way home, but I couldn't even remember the Stallone scene. So now I can't remember
It was it a Drax? Was there? I don't know.
I don't know either. Sorry, people. Sorry. Go see the movie.
And then it was Stan Lee with the Watchers.
Yes.
Which he's talking about his Civil War cameo.
Yes. So yes, with the FedEx. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
So that was pretty cool. And he, this week, like, Feige confirmed that Stan Lee's character in all of these cameos has been the same character. Which, if that turns out to be true and be something important in Thor, I will forgive them for not giving me a real Stan Lee cameo in The Defenders.
Right.
If it turns out that he's been a character in the movie universe that's been watching everything that's going on, I will forgive them for him not being in The Defenders.
Yeah, yeah. Love Stan Lee.
That's sad.
Yeah, so we loved it, people. Guardians.
Yes. Go watch it.
Yeah, now it's the countdown to Spider-Man's home. Oh. God, they didn't even give us the fucking Spider-Man trailer. God.
Oh, they gave us the Spider-Man trailer. Yeah, they gave it to us. It was the same one, but they gave it to us.
But still, why did we get that stupid Justice League trailer? God.
I don't think I got Justice League. If I did, I've completely blocked out that memory in like the fourth post.
I would have been okay with Wonder Woman, even though I've seen it like 17 million times. But
I don't know if we got Wonder Woman.
We didn't, but I would have been like, I was fully prepared for just like the Mummy like part, whatever this is.
Oh my God, we got the mummy one, and it looked fantastic.
It does. It looks awesome, right? Doesn't it make you want to watch the mummy?
Oh, it does. That was like when they tricked me into wanting to see Power Rangers, where like I'm watching this, and I'm like, I really want to see this. What is this? How can I have not heard of this? And then they're mummy.
We were the same way when it first like come on, and Cameron goes, I think this is so-and-so, and it was not whatever he thought it was.
Yeah.
Because it does not look like Power Rangers when it first starts.
Oh, yeah, like the Power Rangers one. I was like, this looks good. I can do that. Yeah, I like this. This is a good story.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of creepy.
They just tricked me into wanting to watch Power Rangers.
So I feel the same way with The Mummy. But
yeah.
I'm a Tom Cruise, like, movie fan. To me, he makes entertaining movies. Right. So
he
made me want to watch the fucking Mummy. When he pushes the chicken, you know, like, throws her out of the plane and shit. Yeah, come on. So
who knows what we'll have next week. And we're going to try to do our podcast kind of regularly. So if you have a specific Defenders topic, because I'm convinced you only want us to talk about Defenders.
Yeah, like throw them our way. Or like if you have a theory, you have an idea, you know why Matt's running around with like no mask.
Yeah.
No fucks.
Yeah.
Tell us.
What you Twitter is the best way to get us. You can do @superlatees with a T. I'm shot of Patron, and because today is Cinco de Mayo, I have had a shot of Patron.
Oh, I am somewhere on Twitter.
Yeah, Shelby has a weird long name. find me and look at my mentions, and you'll find her 43 times.
Yeah, I'm somewhere on there.
And and subscribe to whatever podcast.
And leave a review. There's still some stuff that we would probably give away.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm sure we'll pick up stuff at MegaCon or
I still have Iron Fist posters.
Yeah.
Anybody need an Iron Fist poster?
Yes.
You gotta leave a review.
Leave a review and let Shelby know and she'll send you an Iron Fist poster.
There you go. Or just tweet me and like tell me. Like send me an Iron Fist poster and maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Yes.
We'll see.
Maybe she'll send you a box of dog poop. Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
And so we will talk to you again later.
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
Go read some comics. We'll talk about Defenders comics next time. Maybe.
Yes.
Bye, people.
Bye.